God is love, we hear in this Sunday's readings. This divine love comes to us as a gift, but also as a command and a duty. How well do we know what God requires of us? How can we learn to love Him better? That's next on Breaking the Bread. God is love, and He revealed that love by sending His only Son to be a sacrifice for our sins. In these words from this Sunday's epistle, we should hear an echo of the story of Abraham offering Isaac, his only beloved son, at a much earlier age of salvation history. Because Abraham obeyed God's command and did not withhold his only beloved son, God promised that Abraham's descendants, the children of Israel, would be the source of blessing for all nations. We see that promise coming to fulfillment in the first reading this Sunday. God pours out His Spirit upon the Gentiles, the non-Israelites, as they listen to the word of Peter's preaching. Notice they receive the same gifts received by the devout Jews who heard Peter's preaching at Pentecost. The Spirit comes to rest upon them, and they speak in tongues, glorifying God. In His love today, God revealed that His salvation embraces the house of Israel and peoples of all nations, not by circumcision or blood relation to Abraham, but by faith in the word of Christ, sealed in the sacrament of baptism. Peoples are to be made children of Abraham, heirs to God's covenants of promise. This is the wondrous work of God that we sing of in today's psalm, and it is the work of the church, the good fruit that Jesus chooses and appoints His apostles for in today's gospel. As Peter raises up Cornelius today, the church continues to lift all eyes to Christ, the only one in whose name we can find salvation. In the church, each of us has been begotten by God's love. But the scriptures today reveal that this divine gift brings with it a command and a duty. We are to love one another as we have been loved. We are to lay down our lives in giving ourselves to others, that they too might find friendship with Christ and new life through Him. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.